about Rosh Chodesh, laws, some interesting things about Rosh Chodesh and matters that relate to Rosh Chodesh, namely Kiddush HaChodesh. Or really, what we do today as a zecher for Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Levana, Kabbalas HaLevana. Okay, let's start with a little bit about Rosh Chodesh. Okay, let's go backwards. I'm going to run through some beautiful ideas that are found in this sefer Oitza Machmadim. I use all the time. I'm so excited that he put out a new volume, volume number 7. This is really one of my favorite svarim. No, this is Gottlieb, Nosson Gottlieb. It's called Oitza Machmadim. He's up to volume number 7. If you know everything that it says in all 7 volumes, you literally know Kol HaTorah Kula. I don't know. This person is just amazing. The ideas are absolutely phenomenal, and he has a koyach of writing, hasbara. He presents it in such a pleasurable way, and he's extremely thorough, and he all chassidisha, litvisha, he puts everything together. Ideas, things you never heard of before, and even that what you do, what you think you know, you discover that you don't really know until you see the way he explains it. Really incredible, just awesome. So this is volume number 7. I just came out. I got it like 2 weeks ago. I saw it by accident. I grabbed it. Okay, so he talks over here about Rosh Chodesh. Let's just start off with Yom Kippur Katan. Yom Kippur Katan is it has why. Why is there an observance before Rosh Chodesh? In most months of the year, 4 months of the year, when there is no observance of Yom Kippur Katan, we're not going now to Yom Kippur Katan. That's a sugyan of itself. We Ashkenazim cannot don't do it. People in the area, I can't imagine anyone over here fasted. I think almost no one fasts today for Yom Kippur Katan. The most someone will do today is they'll daven at a special mincha, a long mincha, where they'll say the nusach of Yom Kippur Katan, but most people today don't fast. But we do appreciate there is such a thing called Yom Kippur Katan. Why is that so? And the answer is, now by the way, this is a new thing. This is something which is not, it's not found in the Gemara, it's not found in the Rishonim. It's a more recent development for people to observe a day, the Erev Rosh Chodesh, as Yom Kippur Katan. The primary reason is because it's the Levana disappears. The Levana represents Klal Yisrael. We know there's the Shemesh and the Levana. There are numerous Memori Chazal that compare the Goyim. The Goyim observe a solar calendar, and we observe primarily a lunar calendar. Of course, we have to match up the lunar calendar to the solar calendar with an Ibiyar, an extra month. But we, Chazal, tell us that in Klal Yisrael, they focus on the moon, the midos of the moon. The moon reflects the light of the sun. Likewise, Klal Yisrael, we reflect the light of Hashem. Ki bi'or panecha nasat alon Hashem Elokeinu Torah Aschem Yavas Chesed. Klal Yisrael relates very much to the Levana. And the Levana wanes and waxes, and that is Klal Yisrael. There are times when Klal Yisrael is growing. Unfortunately, it's part of the human condition where Klal Yisrael needs to do teshuva. And when the Levana disappears, the very, very end of the month, the last, you know, the beginning of the month, the Moilad, the new moon appears, and it gets bigger, 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 until day 15. That's great. The first 15 days of the month represent when Klal Yisrael is growing and developing, and that's why my Hasidim, some of them, I don't know if today they're makbid on this, but they used to be very, very makbid only to get married in the first 15 days of the month, because then it's growing, because Klal Yisrael, the first 15 days of the month are very special, because we very, very much relate. We very much relate to the Levana, and we connect ourselves to the Levana as a symbol, as a metaphor. And when the Levana is growing, it represents that Klal Yisrael is growing. What about the last 15 days of the month? No, so it's diminishing, but it's still there. Just because the Levana is diminishing, but the Levana is still there. But when it gets very, very frightening, is when the Levana disappears. The last day of the month, the Levana literally disappears. You can't see anything. There's a 6-hour window where the naked eye cannot see the Levana, no matter what. Even more, I'm not familiar with all the calculations now, but there's the very end of the month is when it's smaller, 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 gone. Gone. That's a very frightening thing. If Klal Yisrael connects to the Levana, the sun never disappears. Never. Every day the sun is there. A day does not go by without the sun. Never happened, never will happen. The sun is always there. The Goyim, they're always there. It's a very frightening thing. A day comes and the end of the month, the Levana disappears, gone, you can't see anything. It's a frightening experience. And it demands that we do teshuvah and we fast. Because it's not good for us. Because we connect to the Levana as a symbol, as a metaphor, as some type of awakening, if the Levana is gone, what does that say for us? Therefore we fast. That's what the Poskim say is the Ikur Tam, why we fast. Now we later, at a later point, the Ramak, okay, Rav Moshe Cordovo, he is a Mekubal, and he, I think most people are more familiar with the Ramak says than what I just told you. He says because it's a Zman Kapora L'chol Toldoi Son. Today, Musaf, Rosh Chodesh is a Zman Kapora. So we should fast Yom Kippur. If it's Taka, a Zman, we bring a So'ir L'chatos. On Rosh Chodesh, we bring Musafim. And one of the Musafim is a So'ir. And the So'ir is an atonement for Klal Yisrael. I know you'll tell me it's a kapar for Hashem. Let's not go there. But basically, you bring a so'ir l'chaper. Atonement. Atonement. You don't just, there's no free lunch. You do a carbon and you're forgiven. In order to get atonement, you have to go through a process of teshuvah. So why don't we go through the process of teshuvah on Rosh Chodesh itself? It's a Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov. So it's a very problematic day. On the one hand, it's a Yom Tov. But mitzad sheni, we offer a so'ir l'chatos. And there's no free lunch. In order to gain atonement, you have to do teshuvah. So therefore, our ancestors have felt that it's appropriate to the teshuvah that is necessary to achieve the kapara of the soyer l'chatas, zman kapara l'chol toldoisam, should be done in preparation for Rosh Chodesh on Erev Rosh Chodesh. That's what Rav Moshe Cordovo, the Ramak, how he understands why there is such a concept called a tainis Erev Rosh Chodesh, what we call Yom Kippur Kotot. So Saka Kol, there are two different Yisoidah is two different reasons as to why Erev Rosh Chodesh there is a minug in Klal Yisrael to have what's called Yom Kippur Katan, a longer davening, a special davening which resembles a little bit the formula of Yom Kippur, and some people very rare fast Erev Rosh Chodesh. The main reason is because being the Klal Yisrael connects themselves to the Levana as a mashal, as a dugma. When the Levana disappears totally out of the sky, it's a frightening experience. It's a wake-up call. And therefore, we do teshuvah. The other reason is not because the Levana disappears. It's nothing to do with that. It's because Rosh Chodesh, we're going to bring a so'ir l'chaper. It's a zman kapara. You don't get kapara without doing teshuvah. The teshuvah we do on Erev, leading up to Rosh Chodesh, we can't do the fasting on Rosh Chodesh itself because Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov, so we do it Erev Rosh Chodesh. Okay, now, here's something very interesting which no one does. It's very fascinating stuff. When, usually now, again, this is all, we're not going into all the mathematical calculations and all of these different things, but when does the new moon appear? When does the new moon, when is the Moilad? They announce in Shul, the Moilad will be on this day at this time. So it depends. So it depends on the Chodesh, but it's very common, very possible that the Moilat appears before the day before Rosh Chodesh. The day on the 29th day. That's the way it is. The Moilat appears in so Rosh Chodesh then is the next day. We're not going through the calculations of the rules of when, of how it all works, but it happens that the Moilat, the new moon will appear in the sky. It can be seen in the sky. The time they announce is the time in Yerushalayim. For the very first time, a sliver, the naked eye can make out a sliver of the moon on Erev Rosh Chodesh, the Moilat. And Rosh Chodesh then begins at night. So there are Hage Yisrael, there are those that when you fast, you observe Yom Kippur Katan, you fast the beginning of the day, Alei Sashachar, not the whole day. You only fast until the moment of the Moilat. So if the Moilat appears, let's say, Erev Rosh Chodesh, let's say at 2 o'clock, the fast, let's say at 2:01 and 3 seconds, then the fast of Tainis Yom Kippur Katan ends at 2:01 and 3 seconds. Then you can eat. It's over. Well, see, it all depends. So according to the Ramak, it has nothing to do with yes and no. It all depends. Anyway, it's not no gear to us, this whole thing. So this was a very common minhag. The minhag of many Gedolei Yisrael in previous generations who did actually fast. The reason why are you fasting? So let's take hold of the first reason. The moon disappeared. Since Klal Yisrael connect themselves to the moon as a mashal, if the moon disappears, this is a wake-up call for Klal Yisrael. What, you want to disappear? Do teshuva. So we have to be on our best behavior. We have to fast. Oh, but at 2:01, not here, of course, in Eretz Yisrael, at 2:01, we're theoretically, where the sun is shining, you can't see it. But if the sun would not be shining, you would be able to seek it without going into the calculation of how the mother works. But theoretically speaking, at this moment in time, the moon can be seen. If the sun would go down, the moon has renewed itself to the degree where a sliver of the moon can be seen. And maybe under certain conditions, you can't see the moon. Oh, the fast is over. The only reason why we're fasting is because the moon cannot be seen on this day. That's right, it cannot be seen the last day, but it renews itself at some point in time, and once that moment comes, the fast is over. A very unique concept in fasting. When we fast, generally, we fast the calendar day, the Dalet Tzomos. You don't eat until it's Tzeis HaKochavim. Okay, we're very lenient, and when it's Tzeis HaKochavim, we take a very early Zman for Tzeis HaKochavim, but you generally fast the calendar day. Now, that's not always the case. We've discussed many times that when it comes to, say, Asar B'Tevis, let's say Asar B'Tevis falls out on a Friday. So when do you break your fast? So it's not just a big deal for us because it's a winter day and the fast is over, whatever, 5 o'clock, whatever it is, something like that. And people anyway should be on a diet. So it's not such a big deal. So we wait until Kiddush. But Me'ikar Hadin, you're allowed to break your fast before Shabbos begins at the end of Friday because it's not proper to enter into Shabbos in a state of starvation. And if a person is fasting for a very long time and he's very, very hungry, it's a zilzul in the honor of Shabbos to enter into Shabbos hungry. But they have to fast. Whoever said the fast has to go to the Tzeis HaKochavim? Whoever told you that? A fast day, Me'ikar Hadin, ends at the end of the day, not the beginning of the next day. Me'ikar Hadin, a tainus ends, not Yom Kippur. The only exception is Yom Kippur. But a tainus ends, you start fasting at the beginning of the day, and you fast the whole day. And when was the fast end? Towards the end of the day. So, even before Shkia.
The tainus, how long goes
COVID? Goes what? Till the night, is that Mikra Hadin? Not so poshut, Mikra Hadin. Today we do it, today we...
Friday, the reason why I bring it up is if you do it on a Friday, you got the help out of the Shabbos. normally you put them before Shabbos, but the Tainus Kalon
should. You should wait? Really? I'm not aware of that.
And
okay.
You can make it early Meir. Versus the other Tainus,
you can make it early. Okay, I'm not aware of that. What I'm accustomed to learning is that a Tainus is not. You have to fast until the Yoim, until the calendar day. No! A Tainus is today we're going to fast. Rubai Kikuloi. I fasted. I woke up in the morning. I didn't eat. It's now, say Sakachavim is going to be, Shki is going to be, let's say, at 7 o'clock. It's 6:30. Good enough. I fasted today. Good enough. I have to fast every last minute, good to the last drop. To the very Shkia and to Tzizachavim. Whoever told you that? The goal of a Tainus is to do tshuva. You have to fast. You fast the majority of the day. You fasted. Now, no one's telling you that you should break your fast at 12 o'clock, 12:30. There is such a thing, by the way, a Tainus a half a day. This Tainus shoys. It lasts a couple of hours also. There are rules. But even to get credit for fasting an entire day, you don't have to fast until Shkia and Seis HaKachavim. Today, we live in a world of confusion and of a lot of... So therefore, today, the minig is... We're very, very machmir, and a lot of things say. So we fast mamish until tzeis akachavim. But that's an over-the-top chumrah. The only time when you have to fast the itzumay shel yoim, it's a din in the calendar day, is Yom Kippur. Is Yom Kippur. But all other fast days are not like that. L'may nafkamina. So here you see a new type of tainus. Pella. Is that the reason why you fast on Yom Kippur Katan is because... Because the Levana disappears. Once the Levana presents itself, the fast is over. That's it, it's over. Now, here's an interesting shot. Let's say a person fasts because there's no Geshem. This is what gets confusing. A person, let's say the Tzibur, the Masechta Tainus, there are 24, they could have even up to six fast days. And the reason the Bezdin decides Klal Yisrael has to have a Tainus because there's no Geshem. So, okay, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, davening Shacharis is over, and then guess what, 11 o'clock, there's a storm. Ah, and mamish, the reservoirs are full, and everything is, do you have to finish the fast? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. When it comes to Geshem, if the Tzibur is Makabal Tainus, the Geshem, and then in the middle of the day it rains, so what? You are makabel upon yourself to fast. You have no choice. You have to finish fasting until the end of the day, even though the reservoirs have been replenished. That's different. Because there, you don't know what the future will bring. And you were formerly makabel a tainus because of the tzara. When you're dealing with the levana, this is on the calendar. It's not a matter of, oh, we don't know if the Levana is going to come. We know exactly when the Levana is going to reappear. We know exactly at 2:01 and 10 seconds, the Levana is going to show itself. So, l'chatchila, the only reason why we're fasting, according to the main reason, is because it's now a zaman when the Levana is not present. That is a frightening time of the month when the Levana is not present. We have to fast. But when the Levana appears, then it's over. It's a lechatchila. It's not like when it comes to Geshem. Geshem, who knows what's going to be? It may never rain. Oh, wow, look at that. It rained. Okay, so you got lucky. So it rained. Hashem answered you, but you were mekabel to fast the whole day. You can't avoid the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah demands that you fast until the very result. Tonight, a tainus is a tainus until the end of the day. When it comes to Levana, it's different. It's only lechatchil until when the Levana appears. When the Levana appears, then the tainus is over. It's not even a Kabbalah.
It's a Zman.
It's a Zman, exactly. That you fast from the beginning of the day until when the Moilid appears. Now, that's not necessarily accepted by everyone. People who do fast today, if you can find people who fast, ask them. And many of them will tell you that we don't follow that. That's a very nice thing. It definitely was the minhag of certain groups of people. They only fasted until the Levana appeared, the Moilad. But that's not the common practice. You fast, in order for it to be called a fast, you fast the entire day, the entire era of Rosh Chodesh. Because of that, in order to combine them both together, these both ideas, today no one does any of this stuff, not that I am aware of, is that there was many Hasidim who would fast not on the 29th day of the month, they fasted on the 28th day of the month. Because at the end of the reason why you're fasting is because the Levana disappears. It's not called a fast unless you fast the entire day. So to go fast on the Erev Rosh Chodesh and then fast the whole day, it's a problem because the Moilad is the middle of the day. So why are you fasting? So, okay, so we'll stop fasting. If you're going to stop fasting, so what did you gain? That's not called a fast. So better fast the whole day, the day before. Because on the 28th day of the month, it's getting to zero. It's on the way, diminishing to zero. That's frightening experience as well. So it would be more ideal to fast a full day on day 28 than to fast a partial day on day 29. So sach hakol, there are four minhagim. We do nothing. The best, right? Our minhag is to do nothing, not to fast. If you see Yom Kippur Katan, you run the other way. Okay, run. Today, you daven mincha in a certain place every day. Today, Rabbi said, tomorrow we want to remind everyone we're davening tomorrow Yom Kippur Katan. Oh, I'm not coming here tomorrow. I'm going elsewhere. I'm not going to be caught here. I'm not going to be caught here. But then they look at you. It's not good for Shaduchim. He doesn't go to Yom Kippur Katan. I don't know if he want to be Mashadich with it. Okay, you don't. Okay, I'm not going to Yom Kippur Katan. Unfortunately, you have to psych yourself up for Yom Kippur Katan. It's not so easy.
Even in America, when they came here, they used to fast almost every single time that they could because the Gvein Gudish says
there wasn't it anyway, so you might as well. It's pretty sad.
It's a fast day. Let's fast.
It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. Aha. It's sad. It's pretty sad. Yeah.
Right.
And then there are people who break that fast half the
minute. They say half a day. They fast half a day. Yeah. At the end of the day.
For those guys who are.
The whole day, and they say with the sefer Torah, they lay my chal. Okay, they're all different types of minyan. That's a different minyan. See, that's not really part of Yom Kippur. To fast a half a day, he doesn't bring that down. He doesn't even bring that down. To fast a half a day, okay, it's a very nice thing. He's doing a yeshiva. Every time there was a tzara in yeshiva, there was a war, the Persian Gulf War, and this tzara and that terrorism, they would be goyzer tainus, half a day tainus. I remember. What?
There's no food in yeshiva.
They would have a half a day tainus. They with slichas. They used to make these things half a day tainus. So if you're gonna have a half a day tainus, so it's obviously it's a good thing to do on Yom Kippur Katan. It's a very very appropriate day to make a half a day fast. But that's not really the fast. That's a cop out. The fast is you're gonna fast. You fast the whole day. Then there's a minute to fast until the moilet appears, and because that's a little bit of a contradiction. Are you going to fast? You're not going to fast. So there is a minhag to fast on the 28th day of the month, the second to last day of them, because then the levana is waning, it's almost totally out, and you're fasting an entire day to capture this concept that the levana is not here. And since the levana represents Klal Yisrael, it's a time for us to pay attention to that, whatever that means. And then there's a whole different, but today no one, you never hear that. You don't never hear such thing like that. On the 28th day, you never hear. Today, what is really taken over is the world of Kabbalah, the Ramak. And the Ramak says, we bring the Soyer Lechatos. A Soyer needs Kapara. And when are you going to do Tshuva? You can't do Tshuva on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is have a suda on Rosh Chodesh. You need to have a suda, which we'll talk about in a second. You're not going to be fasting, so you have to prepare for Rosh Chodesh, and the preparation will be Erev Rosh Chodesh. It has nothing to do with the Levana, garnished. Nothing to do with the Levana, so the appropriate time is to make it as close as possible to Rosh Chodesh, and you fast a whole day on Erev Rosh Chodesh. According to the Ramak has nothing to do with the fact that the Levana is getting smaller. It is only a preparation, it is only teshuvah, because you want to be able to say the words in the Musaf, Zeman Kapora L'chol toy l'doysam, to be able to say it with sincerity And that demands you do teshuva in the proper zman to do teshuva is as close as possible. Day 29. Don't confuse me with the moilad and the levana. This is not for us. Teshuva. That's the most people, when you talk about that, we call Yom Kippur Katan, a special nusach. That's the way we live today. Okay, let's now go to another topic. Okay, now, a su'uda. Okay, we make a su'uda. There is an inyan that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch to make a su'uda. Today is Rosh Chodesh. To have a real su'uda, even to light candles. This is cited by the Kolboy. The Kolboy writes to Ratlasai, su'uda gidoila mishar hayam nekvayt hayam. To make a big su'uda, more so than other days, kvadayam. All the poskim take note that people, we don't do this today. People today, the poskim mention, we don't find people today making a su'uda. Yeah, you hear once in a while, you'll hear about a Rebbe make a su'uda, or maybe in yeshiva they'll do something. However, the poskim say a person at the very least should eat something special in honor of Rosh Chodesh. That is something that is appropriate, and that is a minor su'uda. And in fact, there's a famous Mamar Chazal say that in the total of five things that the expenses that a person endures is not included in what is set aside from on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, whatever you spend for Shabbos, or you spend for Yom Tov, or you spend for Rosh Chodesh, what you spend for Chol HaMoed, and what the Tinoikos give as gifts lebeis Rabban. It's all in the Gemara, both the Bavli, Yerushalmi, and the Medrash compilation of all the things that it says all over Kol Torah Kula. There are five things where Chazal say that even though on Rosh Hashanah it's set aside, it's decreed what a person will earn in the year. It's not part of that calculation. The money he lays out, he spends to give honor to Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh, and what the Tinoikoi shall base Rabban.
It's not necessarily food.
In a chanami, it's guilt.
My Chol HaMoed trip would be considered in
there. Okay, Chol HaMoed trip is that you want to go, you want to talk about what's called covered Chol HaMoed. What is it, food? Is it, okay, obviously, I don't know all the Gedarim are, but it's interesting that it's included in that category. Players say something very, very fascinating. They say that Rosh Chodesh has a Maila. This is a controversial statement. Not everyone agrees with this, but there's a Maila that Rosh Chodesh has over Yom Tov. What could Rosh Chodesh have better, more sanctity, a Maila on Rosh Chodesh that it's even greater than Yom Tov? Not greater than Shabbos. What? Okay, but fine, but let's look practical application. Chazal say there is Gehenim is not in operation l'chol hadeos on Rosh Chodesh. Gehenim is in operation during the week, we know. And Yom Tov, according to some of the Mamori Chazal, Gehenim is in full operation on Yom Tov. Now, these are all very esoteric terms, right? The Zohar says no such thing. The Zohar says that Gehenim is not operational on Yom Tov. But others disagree with the Zohar. Other Mamari Chazal indicate that Gehenim, the only time Gehenim shuts down is twice. It shuts down on Shabbos, and it shuts down on Rosh Chodesh, L'chol Adeus. Thus, Rosh Chodesh is even a greater Yom Tov in this respect then Yom Tov. Because if Yom Tov, there's an Isra Malacha. You now do Malacha. There's a Chiv Malkois if you do Malacha. We all know there's
five aliyahs,
only four aliyahs, correct? But yet, Rosh Chodesh has a Maila. It's not a practical consideration in this world, but it's a revelation. We have a Muna of what goes on in the other world, and that on Rosh Chodesh in the other world has more chashivus that it's on vacation. Everyone is out. Everyone gets a pass on Rosh Chodesh. The Mela, that reveals it's not a day you play around with. You don't just put, it's Rosh Chodesh, I'm not going to pay attention. The Ramah, I think it's the Ramah, he's something very, very fascinating. He says that he in when he talks about the tour, I'll read you these exact words. The tour writes, Mitzvah, Laharbois b'su'udas Rosh Chodesh, and he writes, and the Makar comes to the Yerushalmi, it's not the Torah, it's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, these are the words of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, everyone now, everyone became a Baka in Yerushalmi. All of a sudden, you see online, they pick Siyumim, Yerushalmi, the Dirshu, they give Bechinis now on Yerushalmi. I'm telling you, they left me in the dust. Can't even get through a daf in Bavli. Everyone already knows Yerushalmi. It says in Yerushalmi, Mesechta Megillah, Perek Alpha Lachadalid, Seudas Roish Chodesh, Useudas Purim, Me'acharin V'loy Makdimin. What does that mean? It simply means is, we all know that on Purim, we make the Seuda at the end of the day. Shabbos, you daven early, you come up early and you eat your Seuda. There's no halacha when exactly to make your Seuda Shabbos. Adarabba, Zrizim Makdimim L'mitzvahs. Purim,
you're not supposed to fast.
Yeah, fasting for sure now. We're talking, so you make Kiddush. Make it early. Because you need to make Kiddush, or you have a Suda, Makam Kiddush. You make it early. Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no halacha that you should bedafka delay your meal. No such thing. You make the Suda, whatever you want to make the Suda, whatever is appropriate. Purim, now this is a little bit controversial, but it says in the Yerushalmi, Purim, it's the Minhag Yisrael, by most, not by everyone, is they bedafka make their Sudas Purim later in the day. So you'll tell me it's because of practical considerations.
You have to go give out
Mishloach Manos, Mishloach Manos, it's Megillah. So you'll say the reason why people today have the custom where they start their Seuda, their family comes together in the afternoon, is because we're just surprised how it works out. Not necessarily. The Yerushalmi says that the Zman to have the Seuda two, now this is very, we're not familiar with this, on 2 days, Purim, later in the day, whatever the reasons are, you can be mind what the reasons are, and Rosh Chodesh. That if you're going to have a Seuda, which according to many places, you should have a Seuda in honor of the Yom Tov, the Zman of having the Seuda on Rosh Chodesh is in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Not early in the morning, not middle of the day, later in the day towards the end of the day. Why? I don't know why. But one thing, and he doesn't explain over here why, but one thing he does make a very point in making, and he doesn't really explain it, is that it's shocking that the Yerushalmi is equating the Seudas Rosh Chodesh with the Seudas Purim. And it has to be more than just a practical reason. The fact that these two are grouped together is significant.
On Shabbos, you're going to have your Seuda
Shlishi. You have to have another meal.
So you have to have early. Has to come early. These two.
But it says Ma'acharin.
They only ate one major Seuda for the day.
It says, but look at the words. The words, this is the words of Yerushalmi. Seudas Rosh Chodesh, Usudas Purim, Ma'acharin, Viloy Makdimin. It says Viloy Makdimin. It should be at the end of the day and not in the beginning of the day. And it's Haloy Dava, this needs more elaboration, is that the Yerushalmi is equating, there's a relationship in concept, in theme, between the Seudas Rosh Chodesh and the Seuda of Purim. Both of them, now you think about that, try to darshan. Rabbi Mayevsky will give a drasha to us on this concept. Why would that be? They both come after a Hester Panim. What happened on Purim? The world is over. Lahashmid, laharog, ulaabed, eskola yudim, minarviat, zokin, tafinosh, biomechod, ushlolom lovois. The gezerah has been etched in stone. That's it, it's over. It's gone. The moon is no longer here. Klal Yisrael, they're done. They're finished. And what happens? A miracle happened. La Yehudim Moisa Oida Simcha Sasim Vikar. A miracle happened. Rosh Chodesh? What happened to Rosh Chodesh? Nothing. The moon is gone. The moon is gone. Smaller, like Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was born, what Chazal say, let's say he was created in Tishrei. And then came the winter, and every day, the day gets shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. The world is over. another couple of days, there's going to be only darkness because the light is getting. And all of a sudden, oh, look at this. Vayihiyar, the days are getting longer. It's a revelation. They both share in common the theme of Rosh Chodesh and the theme of Purim share something in common. It comes after nothing. It comes after the steep decline. There's a gezeira, there's depression, pack your bags, it's over. The world is coming to an end. And then a miracle. La Yehudu, my Sa'ara, Simcha V'Sas, Dvikar, unbelievable. Rosh Chodesh, Klal Yishol attaches themselves to the Levana. What happens the last 15 days of the month? Smaller, smaller, smaller. Gone, finished. Klal Yishol compares themselves to the Levana. Goodbye. And then, oh, the Moilad. All of a sudden, we see there's a Levana. There is a renaissance, a rebirth. Oh, they share Rosh Chodesh and Purim share something in common. It's not a coincidence that the Yerushalmi equates the Seudas Purim with the Seudas Rosh Chodesh. Seudas Rosh Chodesh u Seudas Purim me'acharin v'loy makdimin. Now, why do you push it off to the end of the day and not the beginning of the day? Maybe just to show that they're unique, they go together. I don't know what the reasons are, but they are equated. Therefore, l'may nafkemina, the Seudas Rosh Chodesh Adar, because here's where they interact. It's one thing when you want to go talk about the Seudas Rosh Chodesh Av, the Seudas Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teve, Shvat. But when it comes to the Seudas Rosh Chodesh of Chodesh Adar, the Chodesh of Purim, today is a very special day. Because in the Rosh Chodesh lies the whole month. The first day of the month captures the whole, that's Chazal said, the Simani Milsa, right? On Rosh Hashanah, you want to get up to a good start. It's Simani Milsa. The same way you said about Tishrei, the first day of Tishrei, whatever happens in the first day of Tishrei captures the whole year. Likewise, what happens on the first day of every single month captures the entire month. It's the Chodesh that was Nepach from Evel L'Simcha. It's the whole month. So today is Rosh Chodesh Adar. So today there's an Inyan to have a Seuda. Okay, the Paiskim said, well, today we're not makbid on this. Okay, the Orz Zoru was a Rishon. Okay, so dealing over here with a Rishon. Okay, and he says, you're not chayiv to eat bread. And the Paiskim say, even in the Rishon, they were not so makbid to have a suit, even though we find by David and Shaul. Remember that the whole story, David didn't come. The Shaul HaMelech made a very lavish suuda every Rosh Chodesh, and David didn't show up both days. David did not show up. And the Shaul, where's the first day he accepted, the second day he was, where is he? Where is he? He got suspicious the second day. So, but we see that Shaul made a suit in Rosh Chodesh. Okay, the Isha Hashunamis, she said, her husband says, where are you going? Le Chodesh v'le Shabbos, which is mashma. Oh, in Rosh Chodesh, they go for a good party. There's somewhere to go in Rosh Chodesh. Today is Rosh Chodesh, and it's not just Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar. And the Seuda of Purim and the Seuda of Rosh Chodesh are connected, they're related. So today is unique. We should appreciate the moment of today being Rosh Chodesh Adar. And when we eat that extra special food and you make that extra special berocha, it should be said with more concentration, because days like this don't come around often. Only comes around once a year. The intersection of the Seudas Rosh Chodesh with Purim. It's like they're both in front of us today. It's a very special day. Okay. Son of the meaning to light candles. We don't do this, obviously. People like candles. Okay, we spoke about Gehenim. person should eat something special. Even though we're not makbid to have a whole suda, it would be, also it's too late now, but the inyan is only teat by day. The place can say there's no inyan to eat a suda at night on Rosh Chodesh. There's no such thing. The inyan of eating a suuda, the poskim say, is only by Purim. There's a whole big topic of discussion. Is there an inyan to eat a suuda Purim at night? Talking about the night of Purim, not the day after Purim. The night of Purim, to have two suudas. So there's a big, some say yes, some say no, but you'll find a lot of sources that you should have a suuda also the night of Purim. Rosh Chodesh is no such thing. Rosh Chodesh, the su'udah is only by day, only one meal, only by day, and in fact, as Yerushalmi says, I don't know the reason, to make the su'udah towards the end of the day. So you have plenty of time still to be mekayim this minhag. Okay, now what about doing malacha? Are you allowed to engage in labor? If you're in kollel, you're in kollel, it's not a problem. Are you allowed to go to work on Rosh Chodesh? So the Yerushalmi says, first of all, even though it's really for women, it's only a minhag. There is no halach, nothing more than a minhag. The minhag is only for nashim. Why only for nashim? It comes from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, Masech the Tainis, mentions, it's a Yerushalmi. You can't ignore Yerushalmi. It's not just laziness. That the nashim have a minhag not to do milocha on Rosh Chodesh. It does not say in the Yerushalmi why. There is no mention of why Nashim have a minhag not to do milocha. Now, the common reason given by the Acharonim is because they did not participate in the Chet HaEgel. Now, when Aaron said that the women you should give your jewelry, Aaron said the women should give the jewelry. The women refused to go along with this Mishagas, this Avodah Zarah, this Mishagas, and make an Egel, they refused. So, and then when the men saw the women would not give their jewelry because they did not believe in this whole charade, the men took off their own jewelry, their own earrings, and gave it for the Egel. So there was a contrast between the men and the women. The women refused to participate, the men did participate. So therefore there's a contrast on Rosh Chodesh between men and women. Men go to work, no excuses. Work, work, work. There's no excuse not to do malacha. A woman, no. It's the meaning of woman not to do what kind of malacha. So it means, generally, we follow the rule of chol hamoed. Whatever you're not allowed to do on chol hamoed, you don't do on Rosh Chodesh, but it's more lenient. You're allowed to wash clothing. Why? The only reason why you're not allowed to wash clothing on chol hamoed is so that you should not come into Yom Tif Menuvel. That doesn't apply to Rosh Chodesh because there's no Yom Tif, there's no day before, there's no Yom Tif before. The whole reason because, I'll come into Yom Tif Menuvel and I'll wash my clothing the next day on Chol HaMoed. That doesn't apply to Rosh Chodesh because Rosh Chodesh, there's no Yom Tif. It's just like you're coming into Chol HaMoed. So therefore, women can do anything they want. Whatever rules apply to Chol HaMoed, skilled labor, Maise Uman, all the laws of Chol HaMoed that apply on Chol HaMoed apply for women only if they have the minhag. Many women say they don't have this minhag. They never heard of this minhag, even though it says it in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says it. Some Chassidish minhag I never heard it before. This is a Yerushalmi. You don't play around with the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Masech the Tainis says that women have the minhag not to malach on Chol HaMoed. The poskim can say that it follows the same rule as Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, only a Maise Uman, and only if it's not a Dover Ha'aved. If it's a Dover Ha'aved, if you're going to lose money, even though it's skilled work, you can do it. Food, for sure, you can prepare all food preparation, for sure, is mutter. And washing clothing, mutter. Because washing clothing is not a ma'aseh umen. The only reason why you're not allowed to wash clothing on Chol HaMoed is because of, you should not enter into a Yom Tov Menuvel. That doesn't apply to Rosh Chodesh. Because there's no day before that's Yom Tov that you want to protect. So it doesn't apply. So pretty much everything today, people will tell you, is Dover Ha'avid. I'm not doing any skill, and not everything today is skilled labor. And I can wash clothing. So how do women demonstrate that they're not doing malach on Chol HaMoed? It's very abstract. Because again, food you can do. Clothing you can wash, anything you can do. And most things that people do today is not necessarily skilled work. And if it's skilled, it's usually davar ha'aved. So you have to be able to find, be creative to find hechatim, so where nashim will not do milach on chol ha'moed, only applies to women, not apply to men, because men gave their jewelry for the eagle. Ad kedei kach, the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say a man, you'll find a man who for whatever mishagas has decided he's not doing milach on Rosh Chodesh. I don't do malach on Rosh Chodesh. I take off from work. I have a skilled job. My custom is I take off from work every Rosh Chodesh. I go to Kollel on Rosh Chodesh. I don't work on L'chavad Rosh Chodesh. I can do it. I'm able to manage my business. I don't have to come in one day in 30 days. That's my day, and I don't do any skill labor. And then what happens? The economy is not so good. Or his job is not so good, and he needs to go into work on Chol HaMoed. He needs to do professional skill labor on Chol HaMoed. I'm sorry, on Rosh Chodesh. Is he allowed to? So the answer is yes. Do I need to be Mater Neder? Do I need to go to the Chacham or go to the people in Shul? And the Rabbi Sai, you know, I'm in a lot of trouble. My business is not doing well. I got to go into work. I haven't gone into work on Rosh Chodesh in 30 years. I got to go today, go into work for the first time in 30 years because I'm going to lose my parnasa. I need you to sit down over here and be Mater Neder. So the answer is, the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't have to be Mater Neder because there's no makor for you, no excuse for you not going to work for the last 30 years. It's a Mishigas. It's a Mishigas. The minig is Noshim. Don't do Malacha on Cholam. And men do. So you have to appreciate. Okay, we lost our online audience over here. The internet went out for a second. What?
Mishagas, good or not, if the person makes
it. No, it's based on a mistake. Because a person doing this is because
he thinks he's doing it.
Doesn't matter. So his thinking is incorrect. If he knows exactly, if it's his mom, it's considered to be a serious error on his part for a man, adrab, a man should go to work. You're not allowed to be bottle. Only time you don't go to work is on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's not a good thing. It's not good to not go to work. So the only reason why you did not go to work is because you think, Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov and there's such a custom that you don't go to work. No. The minug is only for Noshim because the Noshim didn't give their jewelry to the eagle and you gave your jewelry to the eagle. So therefore you should go to work to be punished and they don't go because they are righteous. You are now changing genders? What do you think this is, the 21st century? What are you doing over here? What are you doing over here? This is a tohos. You don't have to go be Mater Neder. Yeah.
What about haircuts and cutting nails?
So that's a Rida Chosid, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's a Kabbalistic. There's a kaz, you don't cut your nails. Yeah. So that is not halacha. That is a different dimension of Haircuts also Rida Chosid. Meikar Hadin, if you're not a practitioner of Inyane Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, you can cut your nails, you can go take a haircut. Not everyone was makabel these things. These are Kabbalistic things, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, and not everyone. And so that is I think outside the realm of halacha. Those are for men also. You don't cut your nails. There's halacha. You don't cut your nails on Thursday.
Right.
On Thursday. That's, I think, more of halacha. Because it's going to grow in on Shabbos. Yeah. But then they're in Yom Tov. You don't cutting your nails. Not cutting your nails on days of holiness. And Rav Yehuda Chosid. I know I'm not familiar with all the details. Taking a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. Rav Yehuda Chosid. These are Rav Yehuda Chosid dinim. They're not dinim in the world of halacha. Okay, so this is, we should go through that. I never hear that. And there's another very big dilemma. This is why this whole halacha is really forgotten by a lot of people. Women that do malach, some hold that this halacha only applies to married women. But unmarried women, besulois, they can do whatever they want. They could work harder. Only applies to married women. They get a vacation day. But it doesn't turn into a vacation. So that's why it's such a weak concept. So there's so few examples of where you can do malacha. If besulois can do malacha, it's only married women. But married women, they're so busy with their children and with menga parnasa and with emergencies and davar aved, And anyway, you're allowed to do almost everything anyway, because not everything is done for oven. Anything that has to do with food and cleaning is permitted. And going to work is almost, if you're going to work, it's obviously it's done for oven. I mean, why else? So you're going to take off a day or a shchodesh to go engage in dover, a hobby of dover, a maisa uman. It's not so common in such a situation. Very, very rare. So the end of the day is, there aren't really that many practical considerations. So what about wearing nice clothing? Okay?
You have to wear clothing.
So you have to wear clothing, of course. But what about
it's cold now.
What about wearing, is there an obligation to wear special garments lechvoid Rosh Chodesh? So there's an interesting I don't know who this person is, they always quote him, the Maram Piperish, Papirash. Papirash, you know this? Shekasa b'sifrei Aruch Tzadikim. The reason why I'm quoting this is because of the simon. I don't think it's even his simon. He says that Yosef gave to Binyamin chomesh chalifois simolois, 5 changes of garments. So the word chomesh is Rosh Tevis, Chodesh, Moed, Shabbos. So these are the 3 days of the year when a person should wear better clothing. Okay, so do people really practice this? We don't see people practicing this. People putting something special. Okay, maybe. Okay, could be. Could be. And by the way, going back into life, I forgot to mention before, Tishrei, that all of the expenditures of a person are preset from Rosh Hashanah, except what he spends for Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed. So there's also a very nice chazal. Kol Hoytzoysav Shel Adam Kesuvim Mitishrei, Chutz Mitishrei. And everything is determined on Aleph Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei, Chutz Mitishrei. What are the Rosh Hashanahs of Tishrei? So Tess, Tav is, let me find it. Kol Hoytzoysav Shel Adam is preset. Give me 1 second to tell you what it says. I wrote it down. All of a person's expenditures are determined Chutz Mitishrei Torah. Okay, the Tav is Torah. When you give the Tinoikos Shel Beis Rabban, what they give to the Melamdim, and Shin is Shabbos, Reish is Reish Chodesh, and Yud is Yom Tov. The words are, that's Yom Tov. No. Kol mizoynoisav shel adam kitzuvois loy mitishrei. It's already decided. Chutz mitishrei. Everything is decided mitishrei. Chutz mitishrei. And what is tishrei? Tav is? No. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov. It's not just Kol mizaynoisav shel adam kitzuvois loy mitishrei. This is not a real expression. The Chidah says this. It's just a way to remember. All of a person's expenditures are already decided from an Aleph Rosh Hashanah. Aleph Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Tishrei. So he has a little cute expression in order to remember. Kol derech tzachis amru. It's an expression. Kol mizaynoisav shel adam kitzuvois loy mitishrei chutz mitishrei. What is Tishrei Rosh Tevis? It's Torah, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tov. A way to remember that the expenditures of the L'chvoid Rosh Chodesh are given.
Iron
Shane Yad
Regel is the Rosh
Chodesh of Osher. Oh, sure. Right? No, the person has these things. Okay, in Yiras Hashem tomorrow, maybe we'll continue with tomorrow. Maybe we'll do tomorrow Kiddush Levana. It's an extension of Rosh Chodesh. Some very, very chush with nice things about Kiddush Levana here. Some beautiful things. We'll see if we have time tomorrow. Maybe we'll do something else. Amen. Mein Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach Li'olam U'Me'olam Hayom.